Hundreds of nurses plan to go back to work at Berkshire Medical Center in Pittsfield, Massachusetts this morning after a 24-hour strike, but hospital management locked them out. Berkshire Medical Center and the Massachusetts Nurses Association have been at a contract impasse for a year. The nurses union wants what it argues is a, quote, better nurse-to-patient ratio at BMC to ensure safe patient care. The hospital contends the demand is unaffordable and unsustainable. BMC says it made its, quote, best and final contract offer in May, and the union hasn't materially changed its position since, all of which led to a 24-hour strike that began at 7 a.m. Tuesday.
Safe staffing. Now!
Nurse Sandra Vosberg says it's about time something is done about staffing.
I deliver babies for a living. And it's extremely difficult to feel that you can care safely for both mom and baby.
Nurses say they have delivered hundreds of unsafe staffing forms, standard reports provided to managers when there are not enough nurses available to provide safe and effective care. The Berkshire Eagle has reported that there are questions as to the veracity of those numbers. Berkshire Health System spokesperson Michael Leary told WAMC in a statement Tuesday, the hospital is, quote, surprised that the union has chosen to go on strike against the hospital in order to support their statewide political agenda. Leary is referring to a proposed ballot initiative for safe patient limits. It was certified by the state attorney general's office in September.
If you're scheduled to work, do not have a sign on, please.
After a full day of rallies and chanting, the strike attracted about 800 people to the picket line. Inside the hospital, officials said it has been business as usual. After the strike ended Wednesday morning, BHS Vice President of Human Resources Arthur Milano met with the returning unionized workers.
As we explained in a letter last week, those letters for you here, you won't be returning today, but we'll welcome you back on the 8th.
BMC says certified nurses have been trained to replace the unionized nurses until then. Berkshire Health System's CEO David Phelps told WAMC Monday, keeping the hospital running during the strike and its aftermath is costly.
We envision ours in the end, security, nursing, everything, because there are a lot of costs that are added, will probably be over $4 million for sure.
Both the union and the hospital have filed numerous unfair labor practice complaints with the National Labor Relations Board. BHS Vice President and General Counsel John Rogers questions whether the strike was really worth it.
At some point, the strike will end. Our existing nurses will come back to work, and we'll be in the same place in terms of the contract negotiations that we are today.
In July, M&A members walked out of Tufts Medical Center in Boston, and soon after in Greenfield, too. The nurses' union reached contract agreements with Mercy Medical Center in Springfield, Providence Hospital in Holyoke, Cooley Dickinson Hospital in Northampton, and the University of Massachusetts Medical Center Memorial Campus in Worcester over the past few years. Bobby Gregory, a nurse who got off the night shift and joined the protest Tuesday, says BMC is different.
We have so much at stake for our patients. It was hard walking out under these circumstances because we shouldn't have to fight this fight. We're talking about patient care. We're not a factory.
BMC says the hospital's formal quality tracking system has shown no data to support the nurses' anecdotes. Nurse Mark Broder says the plan is to continue rallying outside BMC in Pittsfield and at its North Campus in North Adams Thursday until management lets them return to work.
Our hospital, our patients.
But we don't need it to be for more than one day. We would like to get back to work tomorrow. If they do not let us back in, we will continue picketing for the entire duration of the lockout.
Everybody needs to go off the property. You're blocking the entrance of the hospital.
Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.